Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf, Midos Lamed Zayin. So it's the last and final Daf of Maseches Midos, and by extension, the last Daf of Seder Kachem. It's a mazel. Okay, we're on top at Mishnah Gimel, describing the architectural layout, the configuration of the Heichal structure. Says the Mishnah, the Heichal itself was the large hall, the big room, which was divided into Heichal, which is Kodesh, and beyond that we have the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But around, right, surrounding the large hall, Ushloshim Ushmoina Ta is an empty room, a chamber. So there were 38 chambers in total. Now, we don't understand the deeper significance surrounding all these features, all these different elements of the Beis HaMikdash. We do know that the Beis HaMikdash was the Makom of Shechina on the highest level, and the Sfarim speak about the fact that, the Shechina Chaim speaks about it, the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was sort of a mini world. It was designed as a microcosm of this universe in which we have the Shechina resting. So this was the sort of concentration of Shechina connecting to the world on its deepest level. Hence all these rooms and these configurations which were dictated by Hashem directly to David HaMelech and carried out by, built by Shlomo HaMelech and then rebuilt during the second Beis HaMikdash. In any case, we have 38 chambers surrounding the Heichal. How's that? Because we have five on the first level. On top of that, we have another level of five and a third floor as well. So we have 5, 10, 15 on the right side of the Heichal and the same on the left, that's 30. And on the back, it's 3 on top of 3 and then the top is only 2. So it's 8. 15 plus 8 is 38. Ushloshim had 38 toim. Chamisha asar b'tzofen. So tzofen to the right, if you're going from east to west, so it's the right of the Heichal, you have 15. Divided into three levels. And the same on the left. Chamisha asar b'dorim. Ushmoina v'marav in the west. Shabbatzofen v'shabbatorim. The ones to the right and to the left. Chamisha al gabah chamisha. Chamisha al gabayim. 5 on top of 5 on top of 5. Bishabit Marav, to the west, you have Shlesha Gabba Shlesha, 3 on top of 3, Shlaim Al Gabim, the top floor comprised of just 2. Now each chamber had 3 doors, 3 entrances. Shlesha Psachim Ochlechad Vechad. What for? Echad Latav Mihimin, each chamber had a connector to the right, Vechad Latasha Mehasimil, and one door connecting him to the chamber to its left, one to connect them to the one on top. But we have some sort of staircase or ladder. Now, as you face the Heichal, you're in Mizrach. So to the right is Mizrach Tzofen. The Ta at that corner, so it's the first one to the right, that had 5 doorways. Why? One to connect them to the right, and one to give him access to the left, Latosha, to give him access to one over it, Latosha al Gaba, Ve'echad al Mesiba. One would open to the Mesiba, which was a rampway, which ringed, which surrounded the Toim. It was like a ramp which would take you up all the way to the second floor of the Heichal, would make its way up gradually around the Toim. By the time you got finished with the U, right, you would go up a bit, make a turn behind the west, come back to the Dorim, and by the time you're done, the ramp has already taken you up to the second floor. That was the Masiba. So the this chamber had an access point to the Masiba, Ve'echad, another access point, Lepishbeish, which is that entrance to the right of the large entry into the Heichal. So the main door had 2 Pishbeishim, right? It had those 2 sort of mini doors, one to the right, one to the left. When you enter that pishpish to the right, you would enter a channel which can take you to the ta ve'echad la'heichal. And another entranceway from the Tor to the actual Heichal. For Toga 5, Pesach. Says the next Mishnah. So, as we explained, there were three levels, three floors of Tohim. But they were differently sized. Hatachtoina, the bottom floor, the bottom row of chambers, were Chamisha, were merely 5 amma wide. V'roivet Shisha, but their ceilings were 6 amma wide. V'mitzayas Shisha, likewise, the level above that, the line of chambers on the second floor were 6 amma wide. V'roivet Sheva, but their ceilings were 7 wide. V'roivet Sheva, likewise, the upper floor of chambers were 7 wide. So the wall of the Heichal would gradually thin out as you rise from the first floor, where the chamber was 5, up to the second floor, where the chamber was wider, so the wall would thin out, up until the third floor, where it got even thinner because the chamber was 7 wide. So it would sort of eat into the wall. Shenemar, as we find in the Pasuk, Yitzia Tachteinu Chamish, the bottom, Yitzia, this bottom room, was 5 wide, Chamish Ba'amar Rachva, but the Chayna, the middle floor of these side rooms, was Sheish Ba'amar Rachva, 6 Amar wide, but Shlishis, and the upper floor, Sheva Ba'amar Rachva, says the next Mishnah. As we described before, there was this ramp, like a handicap ramp, it was like a sloping ramp, up. Mesiba Ha'isa Oila, so the starting point was this corner here, Mikarim Zerachas Tzvainis. And it would make its way up, Lekeren, to the opposite corner, Tzvoinis Marobis, all the way to the west. And then you would make a turn, follow the western wall, and then it would, again, turn into the south wall, south side, and bring you all the way up to the second floor. Shabbat Yo'ilin Legagis Atoim, that was used to access the rooftops of the chambers, Hayo'ila Vimesiva, so the Kayin, for instance, would start walking up the Masipa from Mizrach, Upar Lamara facing Marab, so he'd walk all the way to Marab, Halachal Eskopneat Tzafin, and he would do the whole Tzafin side until he gets to the Marab, Achuma Gila Marab, then he'd turn the corner, Gila Marab, once he gets to that Marab corner, Hafach Panula Dorim. So he makes a left turn facing Dorim, and he walks all the way to Dorim. Halachabi Marab, so he walks along the Marab side until he gets to the Darim, Achuma Gila Darim, and he makes a turn back towards Mizrach. All the while traveling up, right? Yeah, Klapi Adar. Once he gets to the Darim side, by Yipanav Mizrach, now he's facing Mizrach, so he makes that left turn again, by Yimal Badarim, he walks along the Darim side, Achuma Gila Pishali, until he gets to the entry to the upper floor, Shepisal Shali, because the entry to the upper floor, Pesuch Klapi Adarim, was open on that side. Uvisal Shaliyah. And at the entry to the second floor, he raised kunzois. He would discover these two beams, shalaris of cedar, which was some sort of access path up to the roof, some sort of ladder, some sort of shebehenoy in legagah shel aliyah. It was used to access the rooftop of the heichal of the second floor. Over roishon, what is a gist of roshay pispisin mabdilim baliyah? Now, when you're inside the second floor, above the Heichal, there are markers coming out of the wall, these wooden markers or whatever. Mavdilin Balia. So in the second floor, you have these markers showing you. This side is Kodesh, that side is Kodesh Kadoshim. Bein HaKodesh, Lebein Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the markers were directly above the dividing wall, which was below them in the Heichal itself, dividing the Kodesh and Kodesh Kadoshim. So they had these markers showing you where boundary is. Velulun hayipsuchim balia. Interesting, they had these hatches, these like these open access points in the aliyah, in the upper floor, which would give them access to the Kodesh HaKadoshim below, to go down to maintain, to repair, to paint the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shebahen hayu mishalshim sa'umnen patapis. They would use these openings to let down the workers inside box, they were enclosed in these cubicles. Kadesh lo yozunu einayim beiskach hakadosh. They shouldn't satiate their eyes. They shouldn't, look around in the kodesh hakadosh. They would go down for a purpose. They were locked in. They would, I guess, have holes to stick their hands out to do their repairs, and that was it. The Rambam actually says that ideally they would choose, you know, kohanim who are fit for avodah, not balei mumin, to do the work, and if not, they go to a regular kohanim, etc., etc. But it was a pretty daring thing to go into Kodesh HaKadoshim, someplace where even the Kohen Gadol wouldn't walk in, you know, except for once a year under very special circumstances. Now the actual Heichel itself was Meya al Meya al Rum Meya. It was 100 by 100, and it was 100 in height. Now, when we speak about the Heichel, it also includes the Ulam and the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the chambers, the Toim, the whole structure is what we're talking about. So 100 long, 100 wide, at its widest point, which is actually the Ulam, which extended past the actual Heichel, 15 Amah on either side, and the height all the way from the, you know, foundation to the top of the roof. So how do we get to 100? Ha'itim, starting from the bottom, the solid mass, the, you know, the foundation, Shesh Amos, was 6 Amah. V'goiva, Arba'im Amah, the actual hall, the Heichel itself, was 40 Amah high. V'amah Chiyur, and then comes an Amah of like plaster or some sort of ornamental designs. V'amasayim Beis Dilfa, beyond that we had 2 Amah called Beis Dilfa. Some say it was comprised of heavy beams for, you know, structural support. Some say it had some sort of a drainage system for condensation. Beyond that, we have the structure of the second floor, Vama Tikra, an Amma of you know, floorboards, beams, Vama Maziva, on top of which we have the flooring, you know, the cement, the tile, whatever. Vigoyva Shali, Mem Amma, and the second floor is actually also 40 Amma high. Then again, we have the Amma Kiur, Amma Sain Beis Dilfa, Amma Tikra, Amma Ziva. Now we're up on the roof. V'gimel Amma Smaka, the railing on the roof comprised 3 Ammas. So we're at 99. V'amma Kala'ir, on top of which we had these pokey metal bars, which were there to banish the Irvim, the ravens, basically to keep the birds away from this holy place. So that's an Amma high, and we get to 100. Rabbi Do Omer lo haya kala oirev olam minyan. This kala oirev, this oirev banisher, was not part of the 100. Ela arba amos hayimaka. Rather, the maka, the railing, was 4 amah high, for a total of 100. Okay, so we cover the height. Mishnah Zayin. Mi mizrach lamarav. So as you enter from the east to the west, it's also going to be 100 amah. Mea amah. How? Kais lo ulam chamish. So you start with the ulam, which is the entry point to the Heichel. The wall of the Ulam, the outer wall, was 5. The Ulam Echad Aser, the Ulam itself was 11. Because the Heichel was 6, the wall of the Heichel was 6. The Heichel Arboim Amah, the actual Heichel was 40 Amah long. And then you have Amah Traxen, the Amah that was the border between Heichel and Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Eshrim, so in the first place the Mikdash was a wall, and the second place the Mikdash was a double curtain. 20 for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kodesh HaKadoshim, Sheish, followed by the wall, which was 6 Amah wide, Lata, and the chamber behind was also Sheish, because Lata Sheish, and the wall behind that was Chamesh, was 5, for a total of 100. Minat Tzafon, Ladarim, Shivim Amah. Now, if you look from Tzafon to Darim, it's only 70. How? Let's start with the wall. Kodesh HaMasibu Chamesh. The wall of the of that ramp walkway, which was the outermost feature around the Heichel, that wall was 5, and the Mesiba itself, the actual Mesiba was 3. Koisel, then we have the Koisel of the Tav, the chamber was 5, 5. Ato itself is 6, 6, Koisel Eichel 6, V'toichai. And going from Tav in the Darim, the narrow way through the Heichel, it's only 20 Amah, Esrim Amah. Then we have the wall, Koisel Eichel 6, 6, V'ato, and the chamber is another 6, 6, V'koisel Ato 5, V'reis Aroida Samayim 3 Amah. That is this gap, this area called Beis Horadas HaMayim. Some say it had some sort of plumbing arrangement there. They would bring water through there to the Heichel. Some say it was meant for like a drainage system. So that was Shalish Amis. And followed by the wall, the outer wall, which was 5. Akais L'Chamish Amis. So it's only 70. But if you go to the forward part, the eastern side of the you know, Hechel structure, meaning you go back to the Ulam was wider, right? So extend the 15 Amma past the Hechel, to the right and to the left. So 15 plus 15 plus the 70 get you to 100. Hence, the description of 100 by 100. Ulam oidev olav chamesh es arma menat sofein, chamesh es arma menador. So Ulam expanded past on either side 15 Amma. And that area was called, the extension was called Beis HaChalifos. Where does that come from? Because the Chalaf is the knife. It's based on the Pasuk. And Nach, which refers to as to the knife as a Chalaf. And some say because it's Machlef, it transforms the live animal into edible meat. Hence, the name Chalaf, and that's where they used to store their knives. Shisham Goyinsim, Esasakin, that's where they store their knives, their Shechita knives. Or any knives that they needed for the processing of the Karbanis. Vehechal, now, if you step back and take a panoramic view at the Hechal, you'll find it looking more like a lion. Because, like a lion which has a wide mane and sort of a narrow body, here as well, the front, the ulam area, was wider than the rest, which was more narrow. Ve'echol tzar ma'achrav was narrow towards the back, v'rochav, but wider, v'lefanav, towards the front. V'dayim l'ari, and gives you the appearance of a lion, which is how the Pasuk describes Beis HaMikdash. Shnei mahoy ariel, ariel, kiras chana David, so it's a reference to an ariel lion, in its shape. Ma'ari, just like a lion, Sarma Achirav, Rachav Lefanav, is more narrow in the back than in the front. Avahechel, likewise, the Hechel, Sarma Achirav, Rachav Lefanav, Hadon Loch Pesach. Okay, we turn the Amit, the last and the final Perek. Kol Azor Hoysa Oirech, let's move on to the Azor. How is it configured? Hoysa Oirech Meyav Shemayna Besheva, Al Reicha Meyav Shleshim Chamish. It was 135 Amma wide and 187. The total length from the beginning of the Azor all the way to the end, behind the Heichal and Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the entire enclosure was 187 by 135, in which we had the Mizbeach and other features, including the Heichal and Kodesh HaKadoshim. But it was all sort of enveloped in this grand enclosure, which we call the Azor, 187 long, 135 wide. And the Mishnah will delineate for us the entire layout. Let's start from the east. As you enter the Azara, Min HaMizrach L'Marav, Kuf Pei Zayin. First you have the Mokim Drisa Asrag L'Yisroel, where the Yisroelim would stand to be present, you know, when they bring Karbonis. That was the first 11 Amma, Yud Alef Amma. Followed by the Kehanim Zone, Mokim Drisa Asrag Kehanim, was also Achas Sri Amma, 11 Amma. Followed by the Mizbeach Shoshim Ushtayim. Then the gap between Bein Ulam Ulam is 22 Esam Rishtayim Am Hachel Hahechel. The entire Hechel structure, as we said, was already was 20, was 100 Hahechel Kuf Amma, leaving us just 11 Amma behind the Kodesh Kodashim and the far wall of the Azor. Achas Esri Amma, that was behind Achoyer Beis HaKaperis the Kodesh Kodashim. So we covered the whole length. Now, Mishnah Beis, Min HaTzafim LaDarim, Meir Shleshim HaChamish. Going from Tzafim to Darim, it's 135. So, the Mishnah will first pick on more sort of absolute landmarks, tally them up, and then go back and distribute whatever's left to the remaining areas. So we're not necessarily going sort of strictly, you know, tightly in order. We start from the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, which was not at the very end, not at the wall. There was some space between the wall and the Kevesh. We'll get to that later. Minat Kevesh v'ha Mizbeach. So between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, you have a total of how much? 62. Shishim Mishtayim. How is that? Because the Mizbeach was 32. We're talking down at the base, on the floor. And really, the Kevesh was also 32, but there was some overlap. Because as the Kevesh meets the Mizbeach, it rides over two Amma of the Mizbeach, the Yisoid, based on bottom, and the Soiviv. So really, those two Ammas are sort of overlapping, hence we deduct. So instead of a total of 64, it's really 62. Shishim shtayim. Min ha-mizbech ha-tabois, shmoyna alis. So next landmark were the tabois, those in-ground rings. But there was some space between mizbech and tabois, 8 amo. Okay, and how much space did the rings themselves take up? Malkama tabois, that took up 24, esrim barb. Next is the space between those rings and those tables, which are used to clean the karbonis. Min ha-tabois l'shulchanis, another 4 arba. Min ha-shulchanis v'lin ha-nosin, between the tables and those posts with the hooks on them, was another 4 arba. Min ha-nosin l'kos la-azorah shmoin amas, between the posts and the firewall of the azorah, you have 8 amba of space. Va-moisra, and the remaining amount of the initial 135. So after you tally up these numbers, you still have 25 amma left. Now, interestingly, Rashi, Maseches Yuma, points out that the tables hadn't been accounted for. We hadn't given them any space. We have to deduct 4 amma for the table. I believe this was only 21 amma. That's divided between the following two locations. Ramoisar. So 10 and a half amma went between Akevesh Lakoisel, between the first wall and the ramp, which hadn't yet been accounted for. And the remaining amma were Umokim and Anasin, were the actual placement of the Nanasim themselves, 10 and a half amma. Mishnah Gimel, Sheish Lishkos HaYivazara. The Azara had 6 chambers, Shalish Betzofen, 3 along the right wall, Shalish Betar, and 3 along the left side. Sheh Betzofen, along the right, you have Lishkas HaMelach, so they store the salt, which they very much needed for the carbonics. Lishkas HaParva, Lishkas HaParva, that's the place where the Kohen Gadol, on the rooftop, they had a mikvah for the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur. The Gemara in Yuma explains why it was called Parva. Some say because there was a Goya, a Chashev, who actually built it. His name was Parva. Some say that he was discovered tunneling into the Beis HaMikdash. That he was curious to see how the Kohen Gadol conducts his avodah, and they killed him, and as a deterrent, they called it Beis HaParva. Some say that actually he was a machashiv, that the teshuva, and that's what they called him. He was the one who the teshuva, and that's what was called on his name. Some say actually he was involved in building, like we said before, but he was building it in such a way that it seemed like supernatural. He got the water sort of pumping and working in a very miraculous, it was a very unique and talented way. It almost looked like he was using sorcery for it. So they called it Parva, which is a reference to the idea of Kisha, of a sorcery. Okay, in any case, they had this Beis HaParva, Lishkas HaParva, and we have Lishkas HaMadichin, the chamber of Madichin, where they used to rinse the stomach of the karbanos. So they had a cleaning system in that room. Oh, and the Mishnah explains, Lishkas HaMelech, that was to store the salt, Shama Yunoisin Melech, for the karba. Lishkas HaParva, that served another purpose, Shama Yumalchin Ur's Kachim, inside which they would salt the hides, the skins of the karbanos, which the Kohanim would get. Well, Gaga on its rooftop, oh, that was the place for Tvilo, Hibes HaTvilo, that had a mikvah for the Kohen Gadol, B'yom HaKippur. Lishkas HaMadichin, that was for rinsing the karbanos, Shama Yumalchin Kirvei HaKachim, in which they would thoroughly rinse the insides of the stomachs of the karbanos, clean them of their waste. Umisham Mesiba Oil Gagbe Saparva, from which there was this access point, this some sort of staircase. Some say it was like a roundish, spiral staircase to take you up to the Gagbe Saparva. So basically, Kohen Gadol will have to go through the Medichin to make his way up to the Gagbe Saparva. So it's Rashi and Yuma who says that was a circular staircase, hence it's called Mesiba, like Seyfe, right? Like a circle. Mishnah Dal, Shabbat Dorim. So now we're on the Dorim side of the Azara, to the left, right? Lishkasa Eitz, Lishkasa Goylo, Lishkasa Gosses. What's the purpose of Lishkasa Eitz? Amar Blatzim and Yaakov, I'll tell you the truth, I forgot. Well, they used it for Shachti Mahis Meshemesh. Abba Shol Eimer, let me tell you what it served. It served the Kohen Gadol during his quarantine. You know, his 7-day preparatory period before Yom Kippur. And it actually had a different name as well, Lishkas Parhedrin, as mentioned in Meseches Yuma. So Abba Shol says, Abba Shol Eimer, Lishkas Kohen Gadol. And it was situated right behind the other two. So the other two were side by side, behind which we had Lishkas Kohen Gadol. And they had, one roof covering all. The Gag, Shlosh, and Shava, all three rooftops were, the same level. What was the function of Lishkas HaGoyla? Goyla is a Lashon of Golos of the... when they came back from Golos, when they came back to Beis HaMikdash, they established this in-ground water source to provide them with water in Beis HaMikdash. Lishkas HaGoyla, Shama Yibar Kavua, they had this set in-ground, water source from which they would draw water for drinking, for Galgal, Nasan Allah, which had this wheel, this sort of pulley on it, to draw water, Mishama speak in Mayim, Mechol Azora, that would provide water for everybody, in the Azor. Lishkas HaGazas, famous Lishkas HaGazas, where the Sanhedrin, the Grand Sanhedrin, was stationed. Shama Yisrael Sanhedrin G'doylo, Shal Yisrael Yoshev, as that was the Supreme Court for Kol Yisrael, V'donas HaKahuna, and they had an interesting role here in the Beis HaMikdash. They would determine the status, they would certify the Kehanim to ensure that, they have proper yichus, proper family, certified family background, and suitable for the avodah, unblemished, right? But then I said kahuna, the kohen shnimsa by psul. If it turned out that a kohen was unfit, it was a sad day for him. Leivish shchirim, misatav shchirim. He would dress and wrap himself in black, v'yetz ba'ochah, and leave the area. V'shaloi nimsa by psul. But if a kohen got okay, then was certified. Loivish Levanim was a day of celebration. He would dress in white. Loivish Levanim, Satav Levanim, Nichas, Misham Shem Echvakian, would join his brethren in their Avoid in Beis HaMikdash. The Yom Tov, Hayoisim, and those Kohanim who were found to be okay, celebrated, made a Yom Tov. Shloim Limsa Psu, Bazar Shal Aaron, that there was no blemish found in the descendants of Aaron. It was a day of celebration, Bazar Shal Aaron Akoin. Vekach Hayoimim, they had a special celebratory tribute to Hashem. They used to say Baruch HaMakim Baruch Hu Shloim Limsa Psu, Bazar Shal Aaron. And they concluded with a special thanksgiving to Hashem, Ubaruch Hu, Shabochar Baron Abonov, blessed Hashem who chose Aaron and his descendants, Lamed L'Shoreis, to stand at the service of Hashem, Meveis, Kodesh Kodesh. Haran Lachal Azora, Ruslikul of Mesechas Midei, so we discussed the layout of the Heichal and the surrounding Ta'im, discussed the upper floor, we discussed the actual layout of the size of the Heichal 100 by 100. We discussed the size of the Azora 187 by 135, and all the landmarks found within. We discussed the six chambers, 3 Bet Safon, 3 Bet Dorim. We discussed the function of each chamber, and concluded with Lishkas HaGazas, which housed the great Sanhedrin. And we took a walk through the celebratory moment, which took place in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohanim were found to be okay and suitable. Baruch HaMakim Baruch Hu chose them to be Ovid Hashem, Beis Kadosh HaKadoshim, Shivonim B'Meher B'Yameinu, Amen, V'Amen, all the best to you, Mazal Tov, Mazal Tov, V'Natzlach Rav.